Hey guys, welcome back to We Watch the Movie. I'm Mike.
I'm Jay.
We have a surprise commentary for you today for Hellfest.
Finger in your butt. Oh yeah, Hellfest.
last week on our secret channel. You get the porn reviews on the Patreon only.
Cannot wait for big black burly men and white cum.
All right,
white, part three.
All right, Saturday night.
I like the cinematography.
Yeah, so this is Hellfest, guys. This will be Jay's first time viewing this movie, but it just came out for rental yesterday. So we thought, why the shit tits not?
Hellfest just sounds like the kind of thing that when you have to work overtime at work, you're like, well, fuck me.
It sounds like a
12-hour shift.
Sexual All right. experience I had last night. But you're young. It'll happen. So yeah, guys, the way that we do these commentaries is I'm going to turn this one pretty low because it's relatively new. I'm afraid if the audio picks it up, then they might hit us with some copyright shit or whatever, thinking that, you know, we just stole the goddamn movie. But...
And now for our own nefarious needs, we will make money off of it. Skeletor.
I have varicose veins. What we do is we're going to say suck and fucking touch, and we're going to press play on the movie. And the idea is that you guys can press play on it at the same time if you want to watch along with us. So, or if you just want to listen and pull your cock out, no one will see.
Make sure you lube.
It's important. It's a part of the food groups.
Don't be peanut butter and jealous. Don't be peanut butter and jealous.
For lube.
If I don't need lube, don't worry about it.
I'm tough. Like
dry.
I don't even need it.
Like a rock. Ooh, like a rock.
The way he takes it. All right. So here we go. Sucking, fucking, and touching. I have just pressed play on the movie. It is beginning. There is a world.
I like how you said that that's the way he takes it. That's the way he throws the football. Like a rock.
He's broken several man's butts. He throws it so hard.
How can he fit his balls into those Wranglers?
I was thinking actually about Favre because that's what they said about him. Like, he broke several receivers' fingers during practice. Throwing the ball so hard. If you have to explain a joke, it's not funny.
I was listening. I was just watching the CBS logo come up. Mm-hmm. They're a great company.
This film was directed by Donald Trump.
What?
I don't know.
It's huge.
Huge.
Tucker Tooley? I haven't seen him since high school. Ooh. All
right.
That's the face every guy makes when they come. Come on, bitches. Let's go. I'm excited. I've never seen the trailer for this, but I didn't get a chance to go see it. But it had like a Scream vibe thing going, or at least what the trailer showed.
Yeah, it's weird, man. It's like, it's nothing that's like super special about it, but it's just cool because it's just a straight up fucking slasher.
Like a 90s throwback, like an Urban Legends kind of thing.
Yeah.
It looks so real, Brenda. Do you see that? Like, I left my keys in his truck. Fuck you. Stop bringing up my ex. What do you mean, shit? Oh, tampons.
I Know What You Did Last Summer is going to be on Netflix this month.
I can't not wait.
I haven't watched it in a long time.
What are you waiting for, huh? For you to be alone. I'm not going to kill you in the open.
He looked like the guy...
Oh, I didn't know Tony Todd was in this.
Yeah, it looked like the guy from... The Tom Hanks thing. Any questions?
I'm David S. Pumpkins.
Yeah, so. Any questions? Oh, Poppy.
I haven't been to a haunted house forever. Don't feel like going back to one either. I get too jump scared easily. I will stroke out. Okay. What are you talking about? You just went into a haunted house. What'd you mean? Oh, because your friends left you? Because you suck.
This is what it's like coming over to Jay's ex-wife's house for dinner.
Oh, God. That was like my life every morning I woke up. Or when she was coming home from work. It's like, the darkness, Michael. The darkness! I could hear the garage door open, and immediately that fucking, dum-bum-bum, bum-bum-bum. I didn't know what games we were going to play. Stalking on a girl at 3 in the morning.
When you show up to clock in at work. Gregory Plotkin is one letter away from being the worst name of all time. Gregory Plopkin would be terrible.
Plop in the toilet.
Like, you know, poop. Another scare. It's a fucking haunted house, lady.
when she'd start, not a man or a machine.
Break it down.
Now leave me alone.
Oh, that's what I feel about it.
I like that sound.
Goose. These shows are amazing. It looks so realistic. Oh, I got them still toes.
He's the man in black.
You got that shit on sale, I bet. Brothers are Mountain Creek. Mountain Creek shoes.
This came out on my birthday, Jay.
What?
This came out on my birthday in theaters.
When was that?
September.
I knew what your month is. Actually, his name is perfect. His name is Gregory Plott.
I know, but if it was Plopkin, it would be terrible.
Oh, I like that. I like that lettering.
It's a nice little opening. I like it. I mean, it's not Scream or anything, but, you know. I think if I was a filmmaker, that's how I would judge just about every slasher film I did. Like, was this opening as good as Scream? If not, let's do it again.
I think that overall what I would have done differently, I would have maybe put this in the 80s and like had like Shattered Dreams play, Johnny Hates Jazz.
But so many people are doing that now.
I know, or like 90s then. Fuck. Why don't you just ruin everything? Why don't you shit on my parade?
You're going to have little kids on bicycles investigating murders?
Yeah. Has that been done? Those fuckers.
I do not like her, and you will not either.
I already don't like her.
This I can promise you.
She has two-tone hair. That's already a trouble sign.
It's good to see you. How's life?
Is she drinking in the morning?
Great.
I like her. Oh, God, no, I don't like her.
I told you.
I like her a little midriff, though.
Huge surprise.
Huge surprise. Keep going.
Shit. Yeah, I can't not look at her belly button.
Yeah, she's got a nice one. She looks like the Great Value Jennifer Lawrence. God, please, can we just leave her at a fucking titty bar somewhere? Oh my God.
Yeah, we get it. You're
go
the
back
party
to PacSun and get a fucking coupon.
Stop trying so hard. Gotta get that Tenacious D.
Oh, nice butt cheek. Just saying, I'm sure that the actress is very nice, but the character is annoying.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll differentiate that. I want people to understand that. We're not talking about the person, we're just talking about the character.
I'm Greg, the party guy. I'm always drinking from a fifth.
Where's the keg? Where's the weight room? This way? I do keg stands while I work out. No big deal.
It is the basic foundation, though. You got the bookworm, kind of, sort of nerdy, reserved girl, right? Who's obviously going to be your final girl. You got the party girl who's annoying as shit. And then you got the best friend.
The nice
who's
girl.
Hot and tries to be a good friend, but eventually she's going to follow her boyfriend and leave her best friend alone to die.
Thanks for giving me the whole plot. Spoiler alert.
You're welcome.
I didn't know shit. I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I mean, obviously if you were like at a party and you met all these chicks, like you would maybe be drawn to the one with the midriff for a second, but then you'd see that one in the jean jacket and you'd be like, you know, she seems cool. She's relaxed. She's into it. She's cute. Maybe I'll go talk to her, but then you find out that she has a bug collection and she likes to eat her scabs. And you're like, shit. I should have thought this through.
Jay's in the dating scene.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, you live and learn. You sample the flavors like a buffet.
Do you think that after Hellfest, Natalie will sit on my face for like...
What the fuck is going on? Yes, can we watch that? Is she gay?
No, she was talking about...
she was talking about her.
She's talking about the guy that wants to do her.
God. I feel like...
He got so excited, like, is she gay?
No, I feel like Bradley Cooper in Silver Linings Playbook. He's like, what was that like? She's like, she made you sit on her lap and told you what to do? He's like, oh my God.
Oh, and then there's this guy.
Oh yeah, how's rugby doing? He's late for his fucking Gap commercial.
Mm.
Oh my God, please stop. God, he looks like he should be in a Destiny's Child music video from 1998.
he's the lead male dancer.
That's what he is. Yeah, it is. Whoa! I'd break a spirit off ice.
We're young kids partying.
He's the kind of guy that would try to tell you that Zima is okay. And it is.
Now, even though these characters are cardboard, typical slasher characters, which sometimes you just want that, they're actually not as annoying as some. There's no Tina, you know?
Yeah.
Except for maybe that one.
Well, I don't mind those kind of movies every once in a while, so. I mean, it's funny how everything gets, like, the same, even if they're trying to push the envelope, and then that becomes stagnant. So yeah. Then you want the nostalgic factor to bring back that those cardboard cutouts.
Yeah.
Why the fuck does her hair look like Johnny Neutron? Look at that.
Jimmy
shit.
Neutron.
Jimmy Neutron. I didn't watch that.
I get
shit.
Accused of looking like that all the time.
It's all like one. It's like fucking Conan O'Brien shit on her face. Is that your hair or did someone blow a fart in your face?
It's sucking my will to live. I actually like her hair, Jay. I just don't like her.
You like that two-tone, do you?
Oh, I love it. I love the hair dye stuff. I get into it.
Depending on the type of two-tone. That's not a good combination, okay?
I'm a regular follower.
Look at that eyeball. That's scary.
Suicidegirls.com.
What?
What?
What did you say? These guys should get together and form LFO.
That guy's chest muscles are weirding me out already.
All three of these dudes already are the new LFO. Think I fell for the girl on TV. I wish.
How does that song go?
Wish for you for the summer. A falling star.
For the summer. That's their song, right?
I like summer? Girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
Oh, God, I wish I didn't
take
ask.
Her if I had one wish.
Oh, fuck.
She's been gone since the summer.
I wish I would die.
You already did. Welcome to hell.
For the summer.
For the summer.
I remember Eminem had a song where he made
Do you remember? Do you remember?
Eminem made fun of them in that song. He was like, new kids on the block sucked a lot of dick. Back boy streets make me sick. Or whatever it was.
I watched the interview when he was the interview with James Franco and Seth Rogen, and when he was on the interview with James Franco, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm gay." He's like, "I like cock."
He's talking about in
Eminem, yeah, when he was like doing the interview,
the interview movie,
yeah
the actual movie.
He's like, "I like cock. I'm gay."
He's like, "Why are you so surprised?"
So you saying that there really was a Hector? Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. You said your anal ass is gonna be something. Your anal cavity is gonna be something.
Yeah, he's like, "I've been sending signals through my songs for years. I can't believe you guys didn't get it."
He said, "But you know, you say you're gay. There's a lot of different meanings behind that. Where it's like, I'm homosexual. I like men."
That's really how that would be if he actually came out. They'd be like, no, but seriously.
I like how he was like, because he like tries to, he's like, I'm gay. And, you know, my songs are about, he's like, wait a minute, well, can we back up a second? Seth Rogen's like, holy fucking shit. And goes, Eminem just said he's gay on our show.
You know, someone in the comments is not going to have seen the interview and they're going to be like, wait a second, did they just say Eminem was gay?
Dude, imagine if we ever like got, like, I mean, it would never happen, but if we interviewed someone like Eminem or, I don't know. Who's popular nowadays in the rap scene? Who's in this hip hop community?
I don't know. I only listen to Eminem, I think.
Well, if Eminem rap was on, our, it was if Eminem didn't hate us and was on YouTube with us for a second doing an interview about something, and then he was like, "Yeah, do you like these? Did you like Brokeback Mountain?" I don't know. I'm just gonna throw that out there. I know it's a weird curveball. He's like, "Yeah, I loved it because I think it really expresses the way that I feel towards men as well." But you know, there was also cinema. You're like, "Wait, what?" <It's> like, what'd you say?
Cool.
And then it would be like, it would be retransmitted and put on all the other like E and extra, and it would be our stupid faces, and then they would blur us out.
They would just cut us out.
They would just cut us out. Well, son of a bitch.
Like, I've never been to a haunted house that had a DJ in the top of a fucking
skull. I would love to go to a haunted house.
It'd be like, no, seriously, that's one thing about this movie. I would love to go to this place. And I don't really like haunted houses. I like the idea of haunted houses, but then I get there and I'm like, I don't really want to go through here.
Oh my God, you sound like that kid from Role Models. I like the idea of Coke better.
It really is. That is me when it comes to haunted houses. Like, I love the idea of going to a haunted house, but I get there and I'm like, can I hold on to your shirt?
You heard of those extreme haunted houses where they beat the shit out of you and spit on you and poop on you and stuff? I don't want to do that. Why would you pay money to do that? God, just get married. That's all you need. You want someone? You want
someone?
Here's
a killer right here.
Oh, I didn't notice. I didn't notice like, that one part in the early part of the movie with his, like, shoe.
I'm just a regular guy. Like, anybody who goes to a haunted house by themselves, like, don't get me wrong, I go to movies by myself. I go out to eat by myself. I don't care to be by yourself. There's nothing wrong with enjoying the day, having a cup of coffee at Starbucks alone.
Don't offend me.
But it's kind of weird to go to a haunted house by yourself.
I don't know. I was at the. I work with this one girl. She went to Disney World by herself. Because she said she could cut through all the lines, the single line.
I get that. Not get Disneyland.
But I would, like, you know, hook up with people, friends or something, after a while. Like, I think if you went to a haunted house by yourself, if you were single, there you go.
That's true.
There you go. It's a good strat. It's that a good true. Strat.
I think I can turn it up a little bit. I don't think it's picking up.
I don't know, dude. That speaker's very sensitive.
Plus, we're missing all the important conversation.
Oh, this is important.
I don't know.
They're drinking beer talking about who has bigger pectoral muscles.
Oh, I'm going to turn on the subtitles. There we go.
Good plan, Jim. What the fuck is
They're going? Trying to get her to go to the really scary part.
Oh. I thought they were getting ready to, like, sing a song. Like,
I hate... You know who I hate worse than anybody? The supposedly nice kid who's trying to get in her pants. He's like, oh my god, is that her? And the whole first half of this movie, he's like trying to get with her, but they're both really awkward, and it's this weird love story thing. This guy's got to stop trying to invite me to whatever.
The B-man is cool. You know, not only do they have a DJ, but they're also serving alcohol. But I think that, wouldn't this be like Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando?
But like the spring break, let's get wasted version.
Well, I think they're pretty wild. I mean, not wild.
It's still like a theme.
I know, but though. it's like scary. Like, it's not for kids, I don't think. Halloween Horror Nights in Disney World. Kids. No, at night. Like, when they actually do the... I think Freddy Krueger, Michael Myers show up.
Michael Myers does. They have a Halloween 4
thing. They have a dance-off.
Yeah.
West Side Story.
Yeah. Now, this Harry picks his victims.
Touch their tit. Oh my god, thanks fucking high school throwback.
That's a good one to kill. I'm gonna kill that one.
Oh my god.
I like Kellogg's.
He does look like he smeared it on his face. That's the way your kid probably looks at you when you say, no more Pop-Tarts.
I do like that about this movie though. Down from the mask to everything, everything is so simple. Like, that mask is just a flimsy little skin mask, but it works.
I kind of dig this, man. It feels like, with the music and stuff, and just the way that it's being shot so far, it feels like one of those, like, 1996, like, TNT movies.
Yeah.
Like, made for TV.
Totally. And he steals his weapons from the inside. That's how he gets in. It's a good idea. Smart.
Get inside you! Now you're begging me to stay. How do you do that?
That's a cool trick.
There was a guy, when we went to Scarefest, that was running around doing that shit, too. Now, honk, 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 honk. Yeah. I gooshed you!
That would be the funnest bar ever, though, if it was, like, an open... area like
that's
that.
A good idea.
Walk around drinking, but like people just come up and scare the shit out of you. But when you get mixed drunk people and haunted houses, people get hurt.
Though. What about if the outside was the inside and the inside was the outside?
Does, Richard Grieco.
Does that blow your mind?
Yeah, this guy gets on my nerves so bad.
I don't like her. She's being a bitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I like the way that she's. I'm kind of digging the way that she dresses. I don't know. Like.
I'm into the look. I'm just not into the personality.
She's got the look. She's got the look. I told you she's a great value, Jennifer Lawrence. So it's like cute in a way. But it's like
I thought you were talking about her.
Who?
Her.
She's cute too. But I'm talking about the
she's
one.
More Jennifer Lawrence-y.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is. Jennifer Lawrence is like the girl next door. She's not like a punk vibe type.
No, she's not. Like, I know. Yeah, she is. But I'm saying like in the looks department, the one that this punk girl looks kind of more like her.
Personally, I would definitely go for cat ears.
Yeah, because did he stain his pants? Look at that jizz. That's cute.
She gave him a boner. I do appreciate that.
Thor, leave her alone.
Leave her alone.
Leave her alone.
Look at this guy.
Lou
Ferrigno.
That's what he should start doing.
He looks like Ultimate Warrior.
That's what I was going to say, the Ultimate Warrior. Steroids.
Look what
good.
The black lights do to my muscles.
I bet if he took his shirt off, his areolas would be swollen as fuck. Oh.
Did he say goose proper?
We'll make proper young ladies out of you yet. Oh, whoa. Shit, it turned. Oh, that's a real person.
Seriously. Get the fuck out. Oh, this beer tastes like shit.
Just your lips.
I got this 12-pack of beer, and it expires in March, and I just bought it.
So they brewed it yesterday.
They brewed it a year and a half ago. Beer stays good for a while.
Just keep drinking it. Eventually, it won't matter. Obviously, yeah.
See, they're on an awkward first date, and it's just uncomfortable.
I know. It's so weird because you're trying to figure out something to talk about, but you're trying to point out the obvious. Like, oh, yeah, well, they don't have, like, makeup on their hands. It's going to be it. And then you're like, so did you like... Do you like,
No!
Do you like cars? What's your favorite car?
Do you like pudding? I like the music. But it's kind of obvious. Like, you walk by the black curtain, something's going to
pop
out.
Yeah, it's not like an ultimate scare house. Oh, yeah, like I know. She kind of reminds me of a female Kiefer Sutherland when she's acting. From Lost Boys. Smell my feet? Oh, she said smell my tequila. It would kind of suck to be a... I mean, it would be fun, I guess, in some way to be like a person that worked at the haunted house to scare people. Yeah, but if people act like assholes to you and you're like, man, I'm just doing this as a job. Why don't you... I'm going to take a real knife and stab you in the fucking eye.
Yeah, I hate the person that goes to the haunted house and they're like, watch, nothing scares me. And they're like, no big deal. I feel obligated to act scared when they jump out, even if they didn't scare me. Just to be a nice guy. You know? Yeah. Here we go. Here I am.
He looks like he tried to audition for Slipknot and he heard it got turned down. Nice boots. It's going to give you away in the end, though, son.
Hello, welcome to Walmart. What'd you say?
I like the way your hair smells. Pert plus.
She just gave away the girl's spot.
Good job.
Oh, you're gonna regret that later. You're gonna have some serious, like, survivor's guilt about that moment. He's like, watch. Let the boy watch.
Some soldier you are. Scared of a bedtime story.
She needs to learn.
That's kind of fucked up, though, if you think about it, because she's going to see and remember this. Like, that was real. And she literally just watched somebody get murdered in front of her.
Yep. She's like, just do it already.
With your jean jacket.
He's like, do you like it?
Blue jean, baby queen. You really fucked up this scene. I mean, okay, so you would know. I mean, I know you're in a haunted house, but there's something about like real.
Still guess it's not real.
Like, that might look a little too realistic.
Oh, I smell blood. Oh, she just
pooped her pants. Quickly.
Yep, she shit herself. This is real.
And by the way, guys, is that true? Did you die that fast? Like, I mean, unless I guess you straight to the heart.
No, I think if you get stabbed, you would at least flop around for a little bit.
I would think so.
This is just awkward now.
It's like when you're staring at that girl from across the lunch line. You're like, I mean. I saw that you had a note.
It's interesting, though, because you would be afraid to tell your friends. Be like, I think I just witnessed a murder, because no one will believe you.
Is that coke? Oh, what the fuck?
The bracelet thing is stupid, because how much alcohol can you fit in a fucking bracelet? I'm so badass, I brought a shot.
Maybe it's like 180 proof.
Yeah.
I thought it was coke, dude. That's what my mind instantly went to. He's like, you want some? He's like, yeah, okay.
He looks like he just shit his pants the way he's standing there with his legs spread.
Shh, no, tell anybody I farted.
Have you ever seen A Quiet Place? Okay, you made a joke. We might be friends.
Oh, sweet. I can't wait to fucking be friends with you on MySpace. God, dude, her fucking MySpace page, when you clicked on it and the music that would come on would be Oasis. Cause maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. I like that song, though.
That's a good trick, too, cause that mask is on several people at the park, so you don't know which one he is. And the atmosphere, like the location's a fucking genius idea for a slasher movie.
Did they say the deformed school?
Yeah, that was the name of that house they just
went. I was going to say, that's fucking mean as shit. If they actually had a place to go, like that was a real place. Like, you guys are assholes.
Yeah, Oh, we have to put our arms around each other or else the people watching won't think we're friends.
Those are the kind of girls that you just be like, nah, I'm just going to walk across the other side of the street. I don't even need to call.
That's what he does, though. I think he just kills people who annoy him.
I would, too. Good idea.
I got a big head.
No, but, dude, I'm not talking about, like, little kids, but if you had this, like, atmosphere, and but if you had, like, late 80s, like, Johnny H. Jazz, like, giving me, no, like, the Shattered Dreams thing.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And having that, and then mixing in with, like, Kool Moe Dee and shit. Like, I think it would be a totally different kind of movie, and I'd like it. I'd dig it even more. I like it so far, I'm just saying, I would dig it more.
Yeah, that's what I said, the awkward first date shit.
What the fuck, dude? Stop being awesome. He's not awesome.
He's just so like, I'm a nice guy. I suck at baseball.
He's like that guy at the Club of Hit Chiller, though, and he probably has like magazines with Bound in his truck.
Yeah.
Dylan, I just didn't feel good. I mean, I don't know, man. To be honest with you, like, I think we'd be pretty douchey, too. Like, most people would think that we were douchey if we were at the, if we were doing that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, however, we would include other people around in our douchiness. Mm-hmm. We're very inclusive. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Your Adidas Jack is getting on my nerves.
Chocolate-covered pretzel, eh?
Okay, please just... No, man. It's too far with the pretzel thing. It's very bad.
I know. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yes! Let's fuck!
Oh, so you like to fuck guys. That's cool.
Oh, no. I was trying to be funny, though. Like, I want to show you that I'm like an edgy dude.
There's nothing wrong with it, but you should probably end your first date with the lady.
Well, just be yourself.
Yeah, that bearded guy was the only thing he's been really interested in so far.
I just want... I like that guy. I'd be like, do you have a dick? I want to know. I mean, it's not like...
Can I touch it?
I'm not going to say anything to anybody.
Can I just touch dick?
Do you have a dick? Mike, you rascal. I didn't know you liked cock.
I love it.
Well, she's reciprocate to the whole corny flirting.
I think that's the most unbelievable part of the whole thing. It's like, oh, this guy's completely, like, completely... What's the word I'm looking
Come.
For? He's completely just like I'm so nice I'm not even a person, like I have no personality.
Yeah, well, maybe
whatsoever.
It's because it supersedes the fact that he's like has zero personality, that maybe she thinks he's a good looking guy.
Even nice girls aren't into that.
He looks like a fucked up version of One Direction. Well, they are. You could be devoid of personality and just be good looking.
Even nice
girls. I don't think he's that good looking, but I mean, I'm saying you could be really good looking. Like if you look like the dude from Supernatural or something, and you had no personality, girls would be flocking to that shit. It wouldn't matter how bad your
jokes were.
Well,
yeah, I'm just saying it's not that he has no personality; it's that he makes it a point to be like, I'm not good at throwing things or talking or walking fast or
just walking.
Are you okay? Did I do something wrong?
Should I pay for dinner, or should you pay for dinner? I don't know. I don't want to violate you as an individual person.
Yeah.
Like you could be what you want.
Exactly.
But then again,
are you sure you like me?
Maybe that nerdy, geeky, weird, like unsure thing is like a turn on.
Look at this awkward first kiss. Just do it already. She kissed him.
Oh God. Why is your eye squint it that hard? Like, well, just imagine you're kissing your brother.
I don't even really want to.
That's what you're doing.
But then as soon as she kisses him, he comes like a fucking sex maniac.
I mean, I walked in there and I was like, making out with my own brother.
Pulls out a piece of like ham pizza and tries to put it on her neck.
Ugh,
I don't know what I'm doing.
What is that?
It's kind of a sexy kiss though. I've kind of got half a boner right now.
What?
I'm not gonna what?
Walk away. Walk away.
You don't have to look at it. Just touch it.
I don't want to touch anything with you. I don't even want to touch your knee.
This isn't a red box.
I like how he took it. He's like, I gotta go jack off now.
It'd be funny if he was like, I'm taking these. No way. No way he didn't walk out of there without a boner. No way.
Dude, that was a slow-mo kiss. It probably lasted 2 seconds.
I would have been sitting in there, like, I'll be out in a second, guys.
Debbie, oh yeah, like, have her give you, like, head or something while the fucking camera's going off. Like, I can watch these forever. Slow-mo dick suck.
It doesn't work that way.
No, they. Well, I don't know. If it was that, if that, if it was that weird, weird Kiefer Sutherland, Jennifer Lawrence, Great Value girl, she might do it.
Man humming.
What if you? It felt like "What If" should be on. Little Creed. Oh, excuse me. I farted. It sounded like a fart on the movie. Horn. What you met, son? Oh, mystery drink. Full of jizz. Sorry, guys. That was loud. That was Mike leaving. He'll come back. Don't worry. After he gets, you know, taken care of by the mailman. In the butt. Oh, excuse me. When did you become? She's, is she a guy? You said, when did you become a tough guy? Yo, why were you, like, really doing the Scooby-Doo investigation for a weird guy in a mask that took their pictures? Like, who gives a fuck? Go on about your day. Aren't you drunk? Like, the last thing I'd worry about is if Mike and his wife were in a fucking photo booth and I saw a weird guy take their photos. I'd be like, well, maybe he wants to reminisce about the days that he used to be married. I don't fucking know. I'd pass the info along and not worry about it. I avoid confrontation. So I'm not going to go after a guy with a mask that wears a hoodie, probably that he got secondhand from a thrift store and smells like dead birds. Oh my god, please, man, your jokes are terrible. You're literally saying goodbye to this chick because you said you and the bearded lady exchanged looks. So you're going to go after that hairy temple. He's got orange shoes. Creamsicle.
Oh, this park is fucking huge, by the way.
What?
The park that they're in? It's fucking huge.
That's the greatest park ever. I bet it would cost like $45 for all full access. Suck.
She said he's probably pooping or
so
something.
So you guys take some Diet Coke coupons?
Yeah, this is so stupid. This gets on my nerves. He leaves her alone.
That's what I did.
To go get a fucking doll.
Huh?
What are we in the fucking 1500s?
He's going to pretend that he won it.
That's what I'm saying. He's...
Spent 50... Well, no.
That's what I would have said, too.
You're a dumb shit.
Kind of lose my job.
Why don't you pay me another 50, and then I'll give it to you.
That's the fucking point, you dickbag.
He's just really trying to pull out all the stops to get this girl. He's
trying too hard.
Like, it's really bad, yeah. What's your fucking deal?
Can I wipe your... What? Do you need me to... Can I wipe your butt?
Nope. I feel like I can do that on my own. Thanks, though. I've been doing it since 6.
But, ladies, that's always the guy who's over trying to be that nice. It typically is the guy who's going to end up, like, you know, fucking, you know, breaking your car windshield one day.
Mm.
Because the customer service rep at Geico you talked to was a man.
She sounds horrible. What the fuck is the dead? Oh, Arizona? We're going to Arizona? Okay, I would probably second guess if they had to, you sign a waiver. I'm like, I don't want to do it. I'm going to go to the Beastie, the kitty ride. There's a ride in Kings Island. It's called the Beastie.
I still wouldn't ride that either. I don't fucking like roller coasters, man.
I love roller coasters. I just have, they hurt my back because I'm so old now. Like, I get all like, I come off like Imhotep from Mummy. Death is only the beginning. I'm all creeped out and crunched up.
Here we go. Now we're getting to the good stuff. Not to give it away or anything.
His Adam's apple is fucking huge. You could hit that with a fucking bow and arrow from 18 fucking thousand feet away.
Yeah, he can't even pick up the hammer.
Oh my god.
You a bitch, bitch.
What are you doing, dude? Like,
he's going to fucking steal one.
You are dumb fuck. You can go. You know, they can still arrest you for that. It's technically
just give her a $20 bill and put it in a bra.
God, that's what you do. It's like, thank you for your service and company. Can I get a blowjob with this?
We're kidding, ladies.
No, we're not. I'm not. Okay, fine, 50. You're high class. I get it.
Dude, they cost like $4.99.
Those things probably cost less than that, dude. Hey, you stealing bitch!
She didn't come here for a fucking doll. She's a grown woman. She came to get scared and maybe get a dick up in her.
Maybe he thinks the doll is the access through which the dick will find its way.
That's why I go to haunted houses.
What?
Huh?
To get your dick wet?
What? No. He looks like he got a bad Tots 2018 mask.
God, this guy's giving me like the Verve fucking feel. Cause it's a bittersweet. Hey, I don't think so. Look, I can lift it. You can't.
Drop the character. You're off stage.
Hammer time.
Oh, he means it. What
the fuck's your problem? You're my problem with your...
Oh,
fuck yeah.
Fucking windpipe.
Feel it.
Across the windpipe.
Feel it.
Now
feel
what
it.
Do you have to say?
I'm gonna make fucking butter out of your dick hole.
Stop jibber jabbing.
I like how he perfectly positioned his head right on the thing.
I smashed your nutsack.
I wonder if he's gonna win the prize.
Oh!
Wow, sir. Was not expecting. I got gratification from the squishy. I like. Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. Minutes? Fuck that shit. I'm not waiting 35 minutes. I don't think he's looking at it like, damn, you're ugly. Even with your fucking face all caved in, you're ugly before.
Your head even squished like a bitch.
He's got Michael Myers hands.
What?
What is this? First off, you know, why are you not wearing gloves anyway?
Yeah.
Dumb shit.
I always think that in movies. Like, if you're going to murder someone, wear some fucking gloves.
I have a surprise for you. Huge surprise. Big surprise. Dick pic. Look what it was, a dick pic.
That's what he should have done.
He just said, dick pic.
Just to see what her reaction was, because she thought it was the other guy. I'd be like, let's see how nasty she is.
I got that stank dick.
You want to get real bad, you just spread your butt cheeks. Take a picture of that.
I spread them one time for the Playgirl magazine. I did. I spread them.
This is what I was talking about. She's leaving her friend who's scared by herself. I mean, I'm a good friend, but actually...
Oh my god.
Told you what happened.
That dick pic thing. He's like, I got that stank dick. I don't know who I fucked last night, but it kind of smells like guacamole. You know, it's weird that you cannot stop smelling your fingers after you say it's a stink dick. He's like, come here and smell this. I'm referencing James Franco in the interview.
Did you just watch that or something?
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, watch it, like it on Netflix. It's great, dude.
It's the one where Kim Jong-un likes Katy Perry.
Yeah. Because he goes, sometimes I feel like a paper or plastic bag.
I do, Dave.
He's like, can I ask you something, Kim? He's like, you can ask me anything, Dave.
I feel like that's had to be what it was like when Dennis Rodman actually met him.
And he puts that little, like, fucking thing up his butt. He's like, oh my god, that went up your ass. He's like, you got fucked by RoboCop. It was like, that was so good that it was like James Franco was almost half awake for that movie. The hand? You mean that fake ass skeleton hand that you just saw? Yes, I did see that. They got that at fucking Halloween Town. Is she by herself on the ride? What
That's
a fucking
telling
asshole.
You, her friend left her. First, the guy left her because he thought she would rather have a doll than, you know, his fucking company.
I would immediately, as a single, if you were a single dude, you know, at the, you know, walking through the haunted house, which we discussed, you jump in that seat. You're like, oh, I'm sorry.
I think I feel like that would be a little creepy.
No, I'd be like, I'm waiting, like, you position yourself.
You, I think in 2019 you have to ask.
What are you talking about?
I'd be back in the day, it would be okay.
No, if you're already behind the group and there's only one seat available, I'm not waiting another 35 minutes. I'm sorry. Like, you can
it
just...
depends. If you're a safe-looking, attractive man and you think that you have a chance, that's fine. But if you're weird and you look like you just got out of a fucking bowling alley gutter, you know, you probably don't want to jump in the next seat. You're just going to scare
you. You know what? There are a lot of tastes out there, Mike. I'm not going to judge anybody. But at first, I mean, I'm not talking about, like, you know, do the fucking Nicole Forever thing.
I don't know. If you look like a guy that's in Chris Hansen's To Catch a Predator and you have a vest lined with, like, condoms, lube, and, like, pizza and, like, alcohol, like, wine coolers, you know, you don't want
to
be the
you
one
you have
to
shift
the
it
seat.
Up. Then you go after a different type of flavor. But if you look normal, like, you don't get in there and, like, say, like, you know,
there'd
can I touch
a
hoo-ha?
There's a way to go about it. I got a date with a girl once because I was at Gaddytown. I used to work in a daycare, if that surprises anyone. I worked at a daycare when I was like 15, and we took the kids to Gaddytown. And then I'm walking through, and I see this hot girl sitting with these two guys, and I just sat in the booth next to her. I was like, hey, what's up? And just like to make her laugh. And I ended up dating her. It worked. But today, I don't know if I would do that.
Yeah, because otherwise you're a pussy. You can do it. They just respect that more. It means you have confidence.
Yeah, but she was with two people, so she felt safe. If she was alone, it would have been kind of fucking
if
creepy.
You go, if she asked
like,
you to
trapped her in a booth, I'm like, hi, I'm Mike.
Yeah, if she says, leave me alone, then you're like, okay.
You want to look at my bug collection?
I think it's different. If you go in and do that, and then they say, leave me alone, then you leave, that's fine. If you're trying not to, if you're aggressive, then it's obviously wrong. But otherwise, you're fine.
Careful treading waters.
Is that Tony Todd?
Yeah, it's Tony Todd's voice. That was that Ashley girl. You remember her? The.
Oh. Many surprise for you.
There's a future in store here. Yeah. It's going to be weird.
I want Tony Todd to record my voice messages like when I'm not available. I'm not available. Just leave your name and number. Nobody's going to call me back.
That would be a scary fucking moment, though. I'd be like, why are you wearing Carhartt? It's warm in here.
How much was it at Tractor Supply?
This was an intense scene. Till it's not. It was your chest muscles banging together.
Her titas. Her tatas. Oh, yeah, dude, he has like fucking Kendall titties.
Huge.
That's not a fucking cool... Oh, was he fucking her? Ride it, my pony. Oh, he acts like it's part of the show, huh?
Hi.
I was just doing something. You didn't... Look, he turned and looked at the camera like they did in The Shining. When those two, like... When he walks in, he's like, alt. Those furries were fucking...
Hi, we're the Buttercream Gang.
Do you guys have any butter?
You guys got any groceries you need taken in, or what? Do you validate?
Are you kidding me? No. It was part of the ride, get it? They fake breaking down, and then they climb in with one of the single riders. It's awesome!
It's terrifyingly
awesome!
Oh, God.
It's awesome! Tubular! Ride the wave!
I really just want to put a penis in your mouth and shut you the fuck up.
Not today, Jay. We got things to
do. Not you, her.
Oh.
I'm glad that you went there immediately, though. I appreciate it. Why are you crying like that? Did he just break up with you? She said that girl got wrecked. She probably just got broke up with. Or maybe she learned terrible news. Maybe her parents just suffered a terrible car accident. I mean, you don't know. It's going to take a while. No, it's not. He tried to steal it. He's a thief. He deserved to die. That's not fun for me.
All right. So here's the thing, though. That is the last guy who's just going to ditch a girl he just made out with because he was, like, begging for it. He's the thirstiest of the thirsty. So if he did show up missing, I'd be like, oh, he's dead. He's dead as fuck.
He's gone to the pasture.
This would be kind of cool. Weird story. When I was like in fifth grade, they had this corny little haunted house in my school. And, you know, you don't think it's going to be anything scary or anything, but you would reach in these holes and feel stuff. as like a scary thing. And one of the things they had was a bowl of noodles, like wet noodles. But I gotta tell you, when you reach your hand in something and you feel wet noodles, it's a fucking gross feeling.
You reach your hand in a hole and felt something?
Yeah.
It's called a labia.
Oh, I got that confused with the time I was at a Speedway. That's the thing. That's I would hate to work at a haunted house, to be honest with you. I mean, it would be fun scaring people, but I have Jay for that. He smells like a hobo's asshole. I know we've been talking over this movie a whole lot, guys. But it's one of those movies that it's kind of made for that. It's fun to just, you can just hang out, not pay that much attention to it, and have a good time with it. There's nothing great about it. I just enjoy it. Just like that guy enjoys flannel. One of those little dudes almost look like the trick-or-treat things. Or Sam. I would actually be kind of scared at this point. If these little fucking bagheads came over and like pulled me down into this dungeon area, it'd actually be kind of creepy. Moreover, though, I would just be impressed with the schematics of the whole thing. This is what it's like going into a Walmart bathroom to take a shit. Believe me, I know. Oh. Look at that guy. Bye. This isn't the Harry Potter premiere. Right. Okay, guys, I think this is a triple maze. Say like, baby, you're in my dreams. You're outside. I'm gonna suck your dick, man. Yeah, let's go. Good times. Those flashlights are fucking lightsabers. Oh, you guys know what would be badass that I just thought of? If someone did like one of those Halloween Horror Nights things, but it was like a detailed fucking like dungeon thing. You had to go down a pipe, and it was the creeper's lair. With like bodies all over the ceiling and everything, but it went deeper and you could make up shit as you went along, and eventually you had a creeper show up. That would be fucking scary. What would be even scarier is if it's at the end, Victor Salva was there.
What are you talking about that shit for?
Dude, how badass of an idea would this be? If you had a haunted house where like you had to crawl down a pipe to get down there, but
in Mario Brothers,
yeah, and then a Venus flytrap ate your butt. No, but seriously, if it was the creeper's lair, like that you had to go through.
Oh, if they stitched all the bodies up on the walls and shit, that'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I'd take pictures.
That'd be a badass haunted house. Ah. Oh. But poor Steve.
That would have got me. I'm like, damn, are you all right, girl? And he was checking that needle, like, is there anything left?
Oh, crispy face McDougan. This is cool. I want to have just that in my house at all times.
I go to sleep with that shit.
She is gonna.
You know what? I would like have those lights when you're going to sleep, and be like, I'm Green Lantern. It's crazy how it looks like that.
In the darkest of night.
No evil will find me in the butt cheek light. Sight. I really hope they do a good job in the remake of that.
This is what it looks like when you go in the bathroom after Jay's been in it.
It's very smoky and dark. And death awaits all that come through. Toxic.
That was a great scare, actually.
Stop! This guy keeps on inviting us to go play fucking Fortnite.
I don't even play Fortnite.
I don't even know how to play that shit. You have to build stuff. Oh, they stole my stash.
Someone give me a hand.
that's all the fucking people right there that come in there for their oxycodones and Percocets. Do you have? Is it too early? Do you have?
Let me score some of your piss.
Give me that GABA. That looks real. I would just go around shaking each one hand like a president. Like, how you doing? Thank you.
This is what it feels like to be a bartender.
Yeah, it is. Or doorman. ID? ID?
Oh, look, it's Handjob Palace.
Stick out your dick and run through the whole thing. Slap it each hand
what
as you
do
go.
Is you take off your pants and you run backwards. If you get a finger in your butt, it means you're invited to level 2.
Oh, well, fuck. I didn't get a finger in my butt. I guess I'm back at 1.
Level 2, you'll get in a motorized cart and open your mouth.
I'm going to have to change up my strat. I guess I'm just going to take my pants down and put my butthole up this. Because I'm not going to get to level 2 otherwise. His titties are really fucking getting on my nerves.
Level 3, you'll get naked and sit on a paintbrush.
Is that Snoop Dogg to get a fucking boob job?
I don't think I would seriously run from a slow-moving train in a haunted house. I'd be like, oh, it's a real train inside of this building. What the fuck?
I think I would, like, try to replay Resident Evil 2. You gotta get on that to get out. Gross? It's just a fucking... It's nothing. It's rubber.
That skeleton back there is what you do when you're hungover. You're like, I just need some fucking water, man.
That's how I feel when I'm looking at, like, when I in the morning at 7 o'clock and I drank all fucking night. Yeah. I'm like, oh, shit.
You just lay down in your fucking...
I can't move.
I need some fucking agua.
I ain't got no agua. I told you.
I ain't got no agua. Josh Brolin.
I got no agua.
I don't think anybody in history will ever find that scene as funny as me and you. He's like, the poor guy's dying. He's like, agua. I was like, I ain't got no agua. I didn't tell you.
I like what he said. Where are you going? He's like, probably do something dumber in hell, but I'm doing it anyway.
Where are you going? Where'd you get that gun? From the getting place.
Luella, where are you going? He goes, mind your bit. Why are you running your mouth? Stop talking, Luella. Or whatever her
name
is.
Keep talking that business, I'll take you back and screw you.
Promises, promises. Keep it up. Oh, yeah, that's scary as fuck. Okay. Night bumps sounds terrible. Hey, man, I got those night bumps from that bitch last night.
Yeah, they call me night bumps.
What do you call those, crabs? Call them night bumps.
They call me night bumps.
I'll give crabs
a It's like part. Night court, only with STDs.
That's the second time I got crabs. Awesome. Mallory. Sliders.
God, look at that chest.
It's ridiculous. Nothing wrong. A good pictorial display. However, you need to get a shirt that fits you and not trying to like show it. Because you literally look like you need a bra.
I don't
like
think
you
any
titties.
Shirt does fit him.
I think it would.
That guy would be the ladies' motorboat king. Of the Midwest. That guy's trying to put his tongue between them.
Oh.
I want to lick it.
Can I put my dick between them? I do a motorboat titty fuck.
Oh, Prometheus.
David, what have you done?
They do move in herds.
What have you done, Elijah?
Boogie!
Ooh. Yeah, whoop his ass. How dare you show your bullshit Gold's Gym titties out here?
You want some more steroids?
Don't be a hunk alarm. Or lunk alarm, I don't know.
Well, stab it. What if he just whispered something weird right now? He's like, oh, I like bacon.
Stab it. Denny's breakfast.
I have a golden
best.
Retriever.
I like how both his eyes are open there. You notice the netting in the eye sockets.
Yeah, just a second he didn't have that.
I know. Oh, I don't want to see.
Oh, he shoved it in, dude.
I don't want to see. I don't want to have this happen to me.
You gotta learn to cross your T's and dot your lowercase J's.
What's wrong with that eye? Oh, why am I looking at that weird eye?
I'm the toxic Avenger.
Oh, I would be pissed at.
I don't know.
What if you had just got that shirt from American Eagle?
It is impressive. It is impressive.
It's not impressive. It's pissing. I'd be like, what the I'd pee on him.
Just hang on.
I pull up my
dick. You just wait right there.
I've been holding it for like hang 2 hours.
I get stage fright. Just give me a minute.
I can't stop once I start going. It stings.
Very scream scene right here.
Why? I don't need a moment-to-moment right now.
Here's what I really wanted to happen in this scene. I wanted this to turn into a Jesse Spano moment where she pulls out her speed and she's like, I'm so excited!
It wasn't even speed. It was goddamn caffeine pills. Yeah, what the fuck are you worried about? Yeah. It's like drinking like 6 Diet Cokes.
I wake up, put three of those things in my butt every morning.
I know. I was like, yeah, you take it intravenously. I've had it exactly like, what the fuck are you on about? It's like you had a Red Bull.
I want to do a serious turn this on is not, the Bell where like I Zach could, is like a cocaine king.
He would be a cocaine king.
He would be.
You know, actually, yeah, a coke or meth dealer.
No, man, he's too pretty for meth.
No, he could. No, he doesn't abuse it. He just sells it.
That's a good point. Never get high on your own staff.
Never do that.
That's what Mr. Bell did.
By the way, these kind of scenes right here in the fucking like bathroom, I guess this is where guys or girls are different because it reminded me, it looks like a strip club bathroom. Me and Mike would be like, you got any money left?
I gotta find an ATM.
I don't know where if we leave the club we can't come back. We gotta pay the fucking cover fee again. It's like $15, bitch.
Yeah, but that's why you can smoke in strip clubs.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Like, me and Mike could have the most devastating news ever. All we'd be like, hey, you got any more money? I'm running low on mine.
Like I said, there's always a moment.
Let's go to Skid Row
at the strip club when you're like, I gotta go to the ATM. Every single time, no matter what you tell yourself.
Yeah, because I always feel bad for those girls. Like you only give them a couple dollars. Like, well, I'm worth more than that, and I'm sure you are too. Here's $2.
Here we go. Oh,
how the fuck
God.
Did he do that? Take that damn thing off.
Do you like Sour Patch Kids?
Do you like Sour Pizza?
See, first they're sour, but then they're sweet. Can I touch your hair? Okay.
I'll bet you $1 million it ain't Head and Shoulders. Oh, it's fucking Sassoon.
He didn't actually touch it. He was like, I'm not touching you.
So how would you not? Like, dude, you just have a peripheral that someone's standing right.
Right. I mean,
you
would
just
feel
get
it,
that weird
feel
feeling.
It.
Yeah. I get that feeling.
And then he's gone. Like Batman.
No, that's covered it.
He was more like, bitch, are you drying your hair in a blow dryer?
He's impressed.
In the fucking bathroom?
He's impressed.
All right, you don't push on closed stall doors.
What do you look? Oh, is it all poopy? There's a lot of poopy.
Yeah.
Girls are nasty sometimes.
Don't poop. That's how that girl on Halloween died. She was pooping, dude.
Excuse me, someone's in here. I don't give a fuck. Michael just had to take a shit real bad.
Is this an attractive view for you?
I'm not really into it. I know some guys would be.
Some guys like that, man.
I don't understand that. Like, why would you like to watch girls take a pee or a poop?
I don't know.
I've never heard a girl blow ass before.
Some guys like to be peed on.
That's gross.
Never understood it.
Yeah, and some guys like to eat shit. Literally. And women. Two girls in a cup. Yeah, I never watched that video.
I watched it.
I'm not ever doing it.
I could only get through the last of it. Wow.
You dare to disgust me?
I couldn't believe it. It was so soft. It was also soft.
Oh, dude, stop. Oh. Fucking stop. You're really like getting my tonsils acting up.
I can't believe they did that.
Yeah, they did it.
What kind of drugs do
they want YouTube views, okay?
Shit.
Sometimes things dries up in the community.
I guess we got one day.
I'm not doing
2
it.
2 years
you
from now, I'm like,
shit.
Jay, we gotta do it.
Oh, we'll just invite a fucking dirty ass girl, but like, hey, shit on this plate.
Yeah, but you gotta eat it.
I'm not eating it.
All right, let's just stop. I'm getting sick.
It's nasty. Bean dip.
There's just some things you don't joke about.
Was there a bean dip?
Oh God, my cell phone bill's due.
It's really him. Look at the shoe.
It's a dead giveaway.
I would imagine just change your fucking shoe.
Seriously, I got a shit.
Actually, if I was in the middle of a turd, I wouldn't even care. Like, all right, I'm almost done. Give me a second. Oh man, you're rubbing your butt on all that floor.
Yeah. Oh yeah. What is it with bathroom scenes in slashers, man? Scream. I guess Halloween.
I think it's because you're most vulnerable in a toilet.
Yeah. Jason, that was an outhouse, but still.
Oh. Ooh, baby.
Ooh, those damn enchiladas.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh, ooh,
baby. Water dripping.
That's the way I look when you have that really Taco Bell shit. You're like touching your... Oh, God. I don't know how much more I got. It's like when you're on the toilet, it's like, oh, a little Halloween for you.
You use Perp Plus!
Head and Shoulders.
That's another Halloween-ish moment.
Halloween 2018.
Head grab.
Mm?
From the, when he grabs your head in the car? From the original?
Yeah.
I started my period.
I don't know what to tell you. It's empty.
No, I'm telling you that he was just here. I just had to crawl under this thing to get away from him. It was
Let me smell your breath. Have you been taking drinks of a flask from a bracelet? We've had reports. Some weird Jennifer Lawrence kind of looking girl.
Yeah, she's like, can you shut down the whole park? No, I'm not going to shut down the park.
Unless there is an actionable charge, there's nothing I can do.
He's kind of a dick about it, though.
He's been stalking us since the second we got here.
Which guy?
The guy with the mask from the Night Bumps ride.
You just described 15 people that work in this park. You know how many complaints I get like this a night?
Great, well, mine's valid, so what are you going to do about it?
Holy shit.
What?
It's the photos of you and Gavin.
Who's Gavin?
Gavin Rossdale. Don't you miss the bush?
I think we just found out who's been doing this.
Got a machine head. That'd been a great song over this.
Yeah.
For the kill scenes.
Bush would have been good.
Bush, yeah, Bush is just good.
Bush is good in everything.
He's good. I love Bush. By the way, guys, in the Strangers video that we did, I know that some of you guys were wishing me a happy birthday in comments, and thank you guys. You guys are so sweet. My birthday is actually in February. That was the joke, because Mike said the video wasn't going to come out until February. So I really didn't think that we were going to release that motherfucker until February. I thought I was playing that future game.
Jay believes stuff when I say it. There's Tony Todd.
Hey, how you doing? He looks exactly the same.
Hey, is there goddamn Tony Todd?
That's why he goes to Scarefest. Candyman. The candy man can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste sweet.
Yeah.
Why does it sound like Booker T? WWE.
It does. I love Booker T.
Booker T's great.
He's one of my favorite wrestlers of all time.
WCW. Man. Tag Team Champs. Booker T and Stevie Ray. Or Stevie.
I don't remember the other guy.
Yeah, Stevie. I think I was the Harlem Heat guys. How long?
This is when I
How long?
This is when I introduce girls to Jay's house.
Thank you, man.
Come on in.
You give me a show.
We must spill the blood of a virgin. Welcome to the jungle, baby. You're gonna die.
I touched a booby. What is this, fucking Peter Pan?
She does look like fucking Peter
Pan. I know, that's what I was saying. Peter Pan.
She was like a shitty outsider's version
now,
of Peter Pan.
Peter Pan or Rufy. Oh! Looky, looky, I got hooky. No. Stop playing to the crowd like you're a fucking game show host. Okay? You literally went to PacSun and ordered your shit on Amazon. To make yourself look like the typical archetype bad girl.
Yeah, no, there's just some people who I want to punch in the face.
I kind of just want to have sex with her, then punch her in the face.
Yeah, you got a weird attraction to it.
I kind of like it.
I would never hit a lady.
Unless they asked for it.
I would just, yeah, I'm just saying, there's some people you want to punch in the face. She has one of those faces, but I wouldn't
she
punch
looks,
her
I'm
in
telling
face.
You, if you go and look at Jennifer Lawrence, she looks
Chevelle.
Like Lawrence.
What?
She kind of looks like, I said it's cheap Jennifer Lawrence.
I don't
Lawrence.
See Jennifer Lawrence at all.
I watch Silver Linings Playbook. She
see
does.
Peter Pan, which makes more sense. That you would want to fuck.
It's the man with the boot!
You would want to fuck Peter
it's
Pan.
It's the man with the boot!
Oh.
Originally, Peter Pan was a girl.
Yeah. Okay.
In the stage play.
Like most people you have sex with, right?
Yeah, it used to be a man. Don't confuse your sexual escapades with mine, child.
Dip!
Is this real?
Uh-huh.
Holy shit. Great effects! It is done.
That was us when we thought Sartain was going to become Michael in Halloween.
I would have totally chopped my fucking head off.
The whole crowd was holding us back while we screamed no.
We did that thing, like, you know, when you're in, like, class and they tell you that the syllabus, you're going to have that pop quiz, you'd be like, man, no! No, no! Like, we were looking at
each other, like, I didn't eat the Oreos.
Oh. Or, like, when you're supposed to have a person, like, cover for you or be your DD, and then they're like, no, I can't make it. What? Nope.
Not today.
I'm going to show you the executioner move.
I'm going to put my finger in your butt.
How's this feel? I'm doing an anal cavity search. Shh. It's going to be okay. I'm going to touch your tonsils from your fucking anus. I sold a mio. He doesn't care. I like when you're like, it's too tight. Like, you just, you know you're in a bad situation. You're like, it's too tight.
Tight. Surprise! It's just me!
Hello? Is it me you're looking for?
Yes, exactly what I want you to do. Two of our friends are missing.
No, two of your friends are somewhere in the park drunk.
No, they're not.
Yeah, that's more than likely. I understand where he's coming from.
Rolling like thunder. Laughing like children.
I'm not even saying the other people in the movie are bad, but that security guard was casted on fucking point. He just looks like that guy.
That's fucking amazing.
Oh, that's the worst, is it didn't chop her head all the way off.
You're still kind of there.
Gooey gumdrops, that would hurt.
Yeah, I think they said, well, no, you know, the guillotine back in the day in the French Revolution was actually sharp enough that it would slice through that shit.
Yeah.
But we have to do this again.
It barely even did it. He's like, I don't understand.
What the fuck?
I'm turning the shit back to Amazon.
Does
tomorrow.
Anybody have any blades?
They think I won't send it back. I'll send this fucker back. I'm probably going to have to pay postage. God damn it. Next time I'm buying American.
Rewind. Be kind, rewind. I'm going to get your head off. Just give me a second. It never works the first time. Performance issues. It's okay.
That would suck. You'd be like, oh, I'm going to die, and I'm going to have to go through that again. It's kind of scary.
Why didn't you do that earlier? Shit, it's stuck! Fucking grease!
I don't think you'd be able to move, though, if it cut that deep into your
fucking
spine.
Well, maybe you could. It didn't cut into the spine.
Well, the neck.
It just, there's a lot of fleshiness.
It's attached to your limbic system.
What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, damn. She escaped.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be running around like that.
Yeah, dude, because it didn't go, it didn't, like, hit the spine. I think it just went into the flesh part. It's going to need at least 25,000 stitches, but it's not going to, like, it didn't actually penetrate. Much like
I don't believe you.
Just like your wiener. It didn't really penetrate. It went in, but it didn't penetrate.
I'm actually disappointed. I kind of wanted him to finish it.
Bitch!
God! Better have my macaroni!
Oh! Twice! Three!
Now shit has broken loose. Panic in the disco!
Sing me a song about Abercrombie now! LFO.
And you! You stole my Sports Illustrated football phone.
Pretty cool, huh?
That's good music.
The music's not bad. I kind of dig it. Oh my god, dude. Every time I say dig it now, I feel like Aquaman. I dig it.
Yeah. We got him, everybody.
Not me.
Except for we don't.
I surfed last year. I didn't do anything. Those shoes don't match up.
Oh, that's how you know it. Because the boots, right?
The boots.
Oh my god, it's so smart.
God.
Something that actually is smart, by the way. Is in Scream. I think it might have been... No, yeah, it was Scream. Where they show the boots of Ghostface in the bathroom when he attacks Sydney. And then a few scenes later, they pan the camera down while the sheriff is smoking a cigarette and he wears the same boots.
Ah.
It's a good red herring. I don't know, a lot of people thought it was Dewey.
Red herring.
The first time they watched it.
God,
you know, David Arquette's a fucking wrestler now?
Yeah, everybody's pissed off about that. Like, in the wrestling community, because when he did that before, and he won, like, the...
Everybody was pissed, because when he was at the height of his fame, WCW gave him the belt.
That literally the heavyweight title.
But now, that's crazy, man. I feel bad for him, because everybody hated him for that, even though it wasn't his fault. He was like, I mean, if someone's going to make you a wrestling champion...
I wouldn't disrespect the sport. He had a choice not to do it.
Well, yeah, but I think anybody would have done it if you're in those shoes, though. So he was like, I thought it would be cool. He was like, I didn't know people were going to get so upset. Because he's always been a huge wrestling fan. And then he felt guilty for it. So now he's actually starting in, like, the shitty ranks in, like, fucking, like, small-ass wrestling events. And he's wrestling and doing, like, hardcore blood matches. Like, this dude and him got in, like, one of those crazy matches.
Mm.
And the dude was supposed to break a light... Like a, you know, one of those light bulb things over him, and the dude fucked up and hit him in the neck with it and cut his neck open, and he finished the match, dude, and he walked out of the match like holding his neck while it was squirting blood and
does
shit.
Does he feel like, I wonder if he feels like Mickey Rourke in the Ram.
in the wrestler.
One more time, yeah, the wrestler, I know, but he was the Ram.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm gonna do it one more time.
But dude, he's actually like legit doing it, and because he wants to like earn it now, which is pretty fucking
that's
rad.
Cool that he wants to go back and do that to earn it.
Yeah,
because that was the main thing, is I think that people were just pissed off at the disrespect overall. It's like if a celebrity got the heavyweight champion of boxing.
Yeah.
You know,
well, no, it's not the same.
Well, it's not. No, if they paid off a big boxer to take a fall.
Yeah.
So, it's bullshit.
Yeah, I get why people were semi-pissed about it, but it wasn't his fault.
From what I understand, I watched that documentary on the WCW, I did see where the guy that took it over, he just didn't give a fuck. And, like, at that point, he was making a mockery of it. Like, he was just like, you can beat Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay.
But he's fucking ripped. Have you seen him?
No.
He's got a six pack and everything. Like, he's legit doing it.
Well, why don't you fuck him?
I would fuck him.
Courtney Cox didn't.
No. I've always felt bad for him over that whole Courtney Cox thing, because she left him for a dude that worked on the show with her.
Well, she said that he...
Like
if your girl leaves
you for a guy she works with, it's always just a little bit more fucking, you know?
Well, I guess she wasn't, I'll be there for you. She said that she said he was too childish. Immature. Like he wouldn't grow up.
You know what's immature?
Her vagina.
Sleeping with a man that you're working with while you're married. That's what's
that's
in
not immature.
Chair.
That's just a fucking slut.
Of course, I don't know. I think maybe she left him before they died. I don't know what happened.
How you guys like this
movie so
far?
I don't give a shit.
Feeling good?
There's a man humming.
That's always good.
What?
When you're a man humming in the bathroom, avoid it. He's taking the nastiest shit you've ever heard or smelled ever. Creatures growling.
Kiss her. Make out.
Get naked.
Growling and barking continues.
No.
Only thing I want to know is, are you happy with your haircut?
I'm really glad that the movie, I've liked it so far. I'm glad that it didn't go past a certain point, like as far as like try to make it a 3-hour fucking
epic. Yeah, dude, it's just a fun fucking movie.
Yeah. Because you know, like some of these directors, they get like really tied up with the idea that I'm making a fucking killer classic slasher movie. It's like, no, you're not really.
Yeah, and there's no like long scenes where nothing happens. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even when they introduced the characters, it was just like a quick, hey, I'm this person, I'm this character. Now we're at the park. You know, it was quick. And there's nothing great about it.
The good thing
about it,
he also wasn't trying to be highbrow. You know, like trying to make Scream.
Yeah.
Like, everybody wants to remake Scream in these kind of movies or remake I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yeah.
It's like, man, you're just not going to do it. Just shut the fuck up. Stop. Yeah. Sit down and enjoy yourself.
And I think the only thing that really does set it apart is that, like, when you got all these kind of movies in the 90s that would come out, most of them would, like, suck. Like, they wouldn't just be like, oh, it's a decent whatever, it's good enough to watch. They would a lot of them literally fucking sucked. Like,
yeah.
You hated everyone, and the kills sucked and whatever. And this, everything's just like, it's like the most, I don't even know how to explain it. Like,
chill.
It's just chill and, like, decent. Everything's decent. This is the easy to watch.
This is the kind of movie that you would watch.
It's like Night of the Twisters with Devin Sawa.
This is the kind of movie that you would watch on the airplane trip to Australia.
Yeah.
And then Twister will come on right after.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah! And then Final Destination 1.
Yeah, this is Night of the Twisters.
Get off the plane, there's a bomb, what?
This is Night of the Twisters to Twister. And this is to Scream what Night of the Twisters is to Twister. Yeah. Yeah.
No, not, I know what you did last summer is that way, to Scream. Mm-hmm.
A little bit, but no, I know what you did last summer.
I mean, it's production, but it's still a cheap ripoff of fucking Scream.
I mean, they both
Scream.
Are. They both are. Okay?
Scream is original.
Right.
I know what you did
but
last summer
point,
was not.
It's more, my point is, though, this has been so long, it's not a generic ripoff of Scream. Like, it's a callback to the days of Scream.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it fits in with the 90s. If this came out right after I Know What You Did Last Summer with Scream, it would have fit in perfectly with the idea of it. So, yeah. I mean, it was doing its own thing, but it had the same motif.
Right.
The motif.
Bend but don't break. Like, nothing's great, but nothing's shitty. It's not. It's a pleasure to fucking watch. A pleasure. I get all horny at Chick-fil-A when they say, my pleasure.
Do they do that?
Yeah, especially when it's a big
I have never had Chick-fil-A, so I gotta do that. I gotta get on that shit, man.
That big fat guy's like, my pleasure. I'm like, oh, say it one more time. Oh, it's my pleasure. I just can't.
I'm almost there. Oh.
Can I get some Chick-fil-A sauce?
Nope. You came. Use that as your sauce, you dirty fuck.
My pleasure. Oh, now it hurts. Stop.
I can't believe they say my pleasure.
Yeah, they always say my pleasure.
Well, I guess we're just sick-minded to think that that's sexual. It could just be like, my pleasure.
There's this girl at work, and that whenever she says bye, she goes, bye. It sounds so sexual. It's weird.
Some girls can do that, man. Like, whatever they say, it just sounds fucking hot. They're like, see you tomorrow.
Well, no, she's completely normal.
I know.
The whole conversation, but then all of a sudden, every time she says bye, she goes, bye.
I know. It's like, see you tomorrow. Like, what? Like, is that like code? Do you have any printer paper? Like I got a lot of printer paper. I got tons of it.
Oh, that's creepy. Don't look, children.
That's how
it's Bird Box.
That's how the parents feel when they realize they had too many kids. I don't see shit.
Oh, God
fuck.
Damn it.
Robert Englund's back at it again. Freddy Five.
Oh, my goodness. He's behind you, Jim.
A little light reading.
Can I ask you a question? He just bitch smacked him hard. He went down like a fucking ramp. Oh, it's the Imagine Dragons video.
That's a great one.
I'm waking up. No, that's the other song.
You walk the line.
This is creepy. That would be fucking weird, dude, to walk into that room.
That would be scary.
Ooey gooeys. Yeah, I like this scene.
Looks like fucking Krypton. Jor-El!
No, it's the, God damn it, what's the song? It's the one Dolph Lundgren in the video.
Oh, Wolf?
No.
No, I don't know.
Their second big song.
Raiden?
That's gonna fucking bother me. Dolph Lundgren's, he's like, can we, I wanna stop, and Dolph Lundgren's like, we can't. And they keep boxing.
Hmm.
Fuck me in the ass, chaps.
Not gonna happen. Oh, there's somebody in the mask.
Believer.
Oh, okay.
That's the song.
Yeah. God, your eyeball's fucked up. You need to get that shit checked out. You need some eye drops. Azopt. Azopt.
It's kind of obvious when you keep moving your fucking eyeballs. That's Tony Todd, too.
I know. I figured it out that he's the announcer.
Shut up.
I feel like the song, you're a natural, a bleeding heart of stone.
What, did he just walk into the Trump administration?
I avoid that like
train
tracks.
Oh, I'm sorry, it was too easy. It was too easy.
I avoid that like train tracks. I will not engage.
It was a joke.
I will not engage.
Calm your tits.
There's a lot of people with tits that can't be calmed.
I know, right?
What if you just...
Oh, bitch!
I thought he was going to slap it across the face. Like,
I wish that someone would do that to Mayweather just once.
What, axe him?
No, just surprise him and punch him in the fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Get it!
Bitch! Damn, that's a fucking wicked-ass knife.
I don't know. She doesn't feel like she could hurt you, even with a fucking axe.
I don't know, dude. That's a fucking...
Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
That's a big piece of wood.
That didn't even look like it hurt.
What the fuck are you talking about? It's the hurt.
Just kicked her right back.
Ooh. Say my name, say my name. When no one is around you, say baby I love you. You ain't running game. Say my name, say my name.
This is what it's like to be at work at 2 o'clock on a Friday.
That's
You're
right.
You're almost out.
Yeah, everybody's asking you where this shit is, where that shit is. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know anymore. Fucking shining Jack Nicholson dick.
I can't see with this thing on.
I take that shit off. How is she? What? I thought you were. Oh, did you just leave her? Choose your path to hell is like Uber or taxi. I had a long way to go.
That's another kind of cool trick that they do. What it would be like to be like bleeding to death, running through a house, trying to save yourself from an actual killer, but also to have these stupid fucking effects popping out at you at the same time.
Yeah,
it's a pretty cool little thing.
I beat the shit out of every animatronic that I saw. No, I wouldn't. I'd probably just... He's like, he's dizzy. He's like, damn, that hurt.
For God's sakes, Chip, will you stop it?
Oh. I've got you now, child. Fall into the gap. He just walks. He's like, I don't care, clown. Because you were home. You were in the you were in the park. Why do you mean what I'm going to do in this park? He pissed me off. Oh, shit.
Happy Halloween, Michael.
That's real. Oh, no. He brought back memories of PTSD. I tried to suppress.
It was too perfect. To be fair, this came out a week before that did, so you can't call it.
That's the one part of that movie I really didn't... I mean, there's
I
a
like
lot...
that part. Either.
That part was fucking corny as shit.
Yeah. See, if this were a more fucked up film, the cops would have accidentally shot both of them.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. We're going to get you one of those robes that they give people in movies.
Those are blankets.
At the end of
they're
bed,
blankets.
Yeah, you're always cold. You're always... Sometimes they're robes.
Can you mind your fucking business about Holly?
Yeah, and that's what I thought too. I was going to say, in Die Hard 3, there were robes.
I know.
I mean,
there were
those, yeah, there were
blankets. There were those dark... They look like they itch.
I don't know.
Those things look like they itch.
Yeah. Well, they came out of the back of a fucking fire truck.
God damn it. Can you just give me a real fucking cotton one? This shit's...
Oh, look, they got the blankets on.
I know. So can you give me some wool?
Those look a little more comfortable.
Where's my Snuggie?
I got a real fucking headache.
Ow. Clean your fucking nose. Like, they gave them blankets and they didn't clean their face?
No, the blankets, they heal everything. It's gonna be fine. This is great. I fucking love this, man.
Great. Now I'm gonna hate it.
You do. All right, we're going to be quiet for a second and watch this, because I got to... I like it. I've already built it up. Now you're going to think it sucks. God damn it.
Good for you. You're great. You're a great announcer. You killed it.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
Ouchtown you.
He's got big shoulder muscles.
Oh, different masks do we have?
None of which I find as scary as that one, though. Well, maybe the one up and to the left a little bit. That one's pretty cool.
That's, yeah, I like that one.
He's got his fucking trophies there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's like where I keep my horror memorabilia in my house.
It'd be funny if he like walks and like, Mom, is there a chicken pot pie?
It was Will Ferrell the whole time.
Yeah, he's like, is there a chicken pot pie left?
The meatloaf!
I never know what she's doing. I never know.
Chicken pot pie.
Oh, is that his kid? He's fucking married? Yeah. With kids and shit? Oh, as soon as
he's,
I said that.
He's doing the song.
That's a killer! Holy shit.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking dope, that's right?
I did like that. That's cool as fuck, yeah.
It could be anyone! So, anyone! Everyone's a suspect!
Oh, fuck! That guy's been smoking weed. Yeah, well, good times. I'm definitely going to be poking my ticket to a new fucking horror theme park style haunted house at some point later on, and I've been able to watch it remotely. I'm not actually going.
Now, they originally wanted, obviously, they wanted to do sequels, was the idea, but the movie didn't do well at the box office, so the director said he doesn't think that they're going to have sequels to the movie, but he wants to do them if the studio's down for it, but it's in their hands. Tony Todd said, it's part of the news articles we're going to do today, actually. Tony Todd said that if there is a sequel, he's going to have a more prominent role because actually he owns Scarefest. That character owns Scarefest, the park. Mm-hmm. He doesn't, or Hellfest, but he doesn't know that there was a serial killer loose. But he has a deeper role in it.
Well,
I would love to see
sequels. I could see it. If it's not theatrically released, it could be one of those VODs.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean,
I think so too.
So, I mean, yeah, it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I mean, I'm going to give the movie 6.5. I enjoyed it for what it was. It was one of those movies that's good enough that you'll be interested to watch, and then it's later on as it goes. I could see this being on like TNT Monster Vision back in the day and having it on the background
while
you're doing whatever, cleaning your house, fucking your wife, whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Fucking your girlfriend, fucking your boyfriend.
Why has everyone got to be fucking something, man?
Fucking a dog.
Fucking a pineapple.
Fucking whatever you like.
Fucking a hot apple pie.
Vacuuming your clothes. Your
dad's got big eyebrows.
But whatever. In the background, whatever activities you're doing, this could be on and you could get into it immediately because you don't have to follow every goddamn thing. It's not one of those typical...
Yeah.
You know, Hollywood movies
are... It's a great hangout.
You don't have to, like... Yeah, there's not, like, a lot of story. It's like, boom, boom, boom. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
So...
That's what I love about it, man. It's just so
good
simple.
Stuff.
So
loved
simple
it.
And easy,
loved
and it doesn't need to be special. It just is what it is, and
plot
I enjoy
did
that
well.
Shit. But no, I would love to see a fucking sequel, because for me, the ending... This could be one of the... I wish they would do a sequel that's in the theaters, man, because it's one of those movies that, like, now that you know that about the killer, I feel like the sequel... This could be one of those franchises where the sequel is far superior to the original. Like, they take the sequel, put a really cool idea behind it, actually make it real scary, make it rated R. This could be one of those franchises where the sequel is actually way better than the original, but you have to watch the original to find out about the character. The original almost becomes an expansion pack to the amazing sequel
in a weird
way.
And that's true, except the problem is that that could happen, but it would happen on VOD. So it wouldn't access.
Obviously, I'm saying if it was the absolute.
No, you could, but, and it would suck because somebody could come in and make a sequel fucking amazing, but it would be only on VOD.
No, yeah, that's my point. Like, if the sequel got theatrical release and they put a lot of shit behind it, that would have been a possibility. Now, what I think we'll actually get is VOD sequels. Maybe you get like a 6-movie series where some of the sequels are actually pretty good and they all go to VOD or straight to rental or whatever, which is cool too. I mean, that's fine. But,
well, you know, it's not... I don't know. They give Saw like a fucking movie almost all back in the day, every October. However, I do get the idea. Saw had a thing. Saw, like, every death like was unique and different. That's why people were going to go see it. Final Destination was the same way. This is kind of a hard sell for a lot of studios to make sequels to. However,
look at fucking Ouija. Ouija board. Like,
God
the first
damn, you're not going to summon any demons
tonight. The
first
Ouija movie sucked fucking...
I used the Ouija.
sucked dick balls. It sucked dick balls. Like, and nobody wanted a sequel, but because it made money, they made a sequel, and the sequel actually ended up being pretty fucking good. Same thing happened with Annabelle. The first movie sucked shit, but it made money, so they made a second one. Second one actually pretty good.
Better than the first one.
Yeah.
It's a good movie overall. Hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did.
Yeah.
And you guys had sex with your hand while you were watching
it. You could have made chili, had sex with your hand.
Whatever. Crock pot it up and do the same with your fucking hand.
Clip your chia pet.
Winky or your fajini.
Sure.
Whatever.
Why is it always got to be about sex with you, man?
Because that's what everybody thinks about.
Butthole pleasures.
5 minutes a day, everybody thinks about fucking. It's just truth. Every
Put
5 minutes.
Put your hand down my pants and I bet you'll feel nuts.
Folgers.
So anyway, comment down below, guys. We love your fucking faces. And if you're new to the channel, click that subscribe button and get some fucking wham up in.
Welcome to our Hellfest.
We watched a movie. Yeah. We watched a movie. We watched it. We watched a movie. Yeah. You know what? We did a review. We watched a movie.